Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, because truly this is the day that you have made. And yes, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, O God, for being a great God. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us in clothed in our right mind. Spirit of the living God, even as I decrease, God, I pray that you will increase within me. Lord, let it be all of you and none of me. God, I thank you. I glorify you, God, because you are a great God. You are a very present help in the time of trouble. God, I glorify you. I thank you, and I love you with an everlasting love. No one and nothing can compare to you, and we will give you all the glory. And all the honor. Jesus' name, amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 6th and the 7th verses. That's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is, your mind is the bullseye. Your mind is the bullseye. The words rest and quietness are the root word of peace in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, which says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. So what are the three types of peace in the Bible? Three types of peace are spiritual peace, which is the peace with God, relational peace, which is the peace with others, emotional peace, which is the peace, my God, within ourselves. So what is the difference between peace with God and peace of God? The Bible uses peace in two ways. There is a personal peace with God, which comes when a person accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Then there is the peace of God, which is available on a daily basis as the believer participates in the Christian way of life according to the plan of God. So no matter how long you walk in the faith, you will never get to the place where negative, discouraging thoughts don't come. You will never recover your health. You will be saying, I will never get better. I will never recover, never pay off this house. You will be thinking, I will never see that relationship restored. Those are the thoughts of the enemy. The enemy, which is Satan, his main tools are deception and lies. And your mind is the bullseye of his target. If he can control your thinking, he can control your life. You can't stop negative thoughts from coming, but you don't have to keep thinking about them. People of God, that's what the scripture tells us. To guard our minds, to be selective in what we allow in. Be selective about who we are around. Be selective about the places we go. Be selective, watch this, of what we entertain. Don't you know if you entertaining things that not of God, you are drawing spirits, demonic spirits, and bam, they are disrupting your peace? So if the thought is negative, discouraging, and brings in worry or fear, don't let it in. Think on things above. Think on things of Christ. Meditate on the word day and night. Surround yourself with people that is encouraging you, that is lifting you up. Don't dwell on things that you cannot change. Don't dwell on the negative. Don't dwell on your past. Because Satan holds you in captivity when it comes to your past. Yes, he does. That is his mindset. That is what he wants to do. Once the enemy has your mind, he has you. Too often, we allow negative thoughts to access our mind, to access how we feel. And we go around worried. We go around discouraged, and we go around intimidated. Especially we go around jealousy, acting jealous about someone else and what they have. People of God, we need to start paying attention to what you are dwelling on. You got to start paying attention to what you are dwelling on. You have to start speaking positive thoughts, speaking positive words. Think positive, speak positive. Come on here, somebody. You control your own atmosphere. You control your day. You command your morning. Only you can start off how you want your life to become. You are in control of that. Don't get angry at someone else because your life have not turned out the way you want it to be. You are in control of your own destiny. Come on here, somebody. You are in control of it. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to ask yourself, where are the thoughts coming from? What door that was left open, oh my God, that Satan can creep in and make me doubt about some things that God have already said that I can't obtain? What door did I leave open that Satan crept in and want to turn my life upside down? People of God, you got to cover your mind. You got to cover your thoughts. Oh, my God. You have to apply the blood of Jesus. Oh, Madidiyobo Shanda. Over your life. Over your children's life. Over your children's children's life. The blood still works. Yes, it does. It never loses its power. It never lost its power. If it's not positive, hopeful, or encouraging, look at this. It's not from God. If it's not positive, hopeful, and encouraging, it's not from God. I have this little pet peeve. I don't want anybody around me that is not positive. If you always talking gloom and doom and always negative, stay over there because you're messing up my positivity. You coming into my atmosphere and you messing it up. That's why I say you can control your own destiny. You can control your own atmosphere. You have the authority in your mouth. You can speak it and it will manifest. People of God, we got to remember that the enemy trying to plant negative seeds. And when he plant negative seeds, you're going to get negative results. That's why you got to think positive. You got to act positive. You got to present yourself positive. Ooh, I like that. Because if you don't, you're going to come out with a negative outcome. You must take control of the doorway to your mind. You have to take control of the doorway to your mind. You cannot allow everything, every thought, and every word to enter into your mind. Because once again, the mind is a battlefield. And once the enemy has your mind, he has you. But you have to take control of the doorway to your mind. And you have to refuse negative things, negative thoughts, to dwell in it. Oh, my God. Let us pray. Father, thank you that we can take control of the doorway to our minds and stop allowing negative thoughts to enter and play over and over and over. Father God, help us to clear out all the negative thoughts from our mind and help us to dwell on what you have to say about us. Father God, we believe your word and we thank you for the word, God. We thank you for a renewed mind. Because we decided on today, God, that we're going to walk according to your will and according to your way. Father God, may our peace guard our heart, God. May your peace guard our heart and our mind, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning, on this Good Friday. I ask that you remember the reason for this season, hallelujah, Jesus, and remember the death, burial, and resurrection of our coming